Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
You're all very excited about Christmas, and you're all very excited about the toy show tomorrow, which is great because then we'll get excited, and then you'll be excited, and then we're just going to have so much fun, which is just very exciting. Do you know what I'm saying? Now we're going to say hello to our friend here. She was there a second ago, but now she's gone, and now she's back, and then she's here, and then she's not. So what happened was we put out a plea on the toy show for viewers, on the Late Late Show, for viewers to knit a Christmas jumper with a view to wearing, well, one, we thought one, but maybe more. Concepta, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
You are Concepta Davidson from Athy.
I am, yes.
And how are you today?
I'm grand, thanks.
And are you're all shy and embarrassed now that you're talking to me.
I am, yeah. I can't believe I'm talking to you, Ryan.
Oh, come on. We're old friends.
We are, yeah.
I put out this call on the Late Late Show. I said, please knit us a jumper. And you got your needles up.
I did. I started the next day and then I gave up and then I started again and kept going.
And why did you decide you wanted to knit a jumper for me?
Because I was hoping that would be a chance of getting tickets for the toy show.
Oh, I see. Well, unfortunately, that's not a runner, so I'm going to be saying that to everyone, because 120,000 or something people apply for tickets, so we couldn't do that. But the next best thing is that I wear your jumper on the toy show.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
How long did it take you to knit it?
About nearly two weeks.
That's not too bad.
Well, it was hard work.
And where did you get your influence for it?
I had a lot of wool at home.
Yeah.
And then I just thought up different ideas what to do with it.
Well, we loved the jumper that you sent in to us, Concepta. We really did.
Oh, thanks.
And when you went to a lot of trouble. And what about measurements? I mean, you kind of got to...
Did email you looking for measurements, but I never got them. So then my friend Cara had a photograph of you with her. She met you at Kutala Hospital.
Nice.
So we were trying to work out your height, and we knew you were thin, and my son is thin, so we were measuring.
That's so funny. So you were kind of going, looking at your son going, turn around there, let's have a look at you now. Now let me think now, he'd be about that. He'd be about 42-inch chest now, and he'd be about 15-inch neck now, and that's the way.
Yeah, I'm measuring the arm.
The long sleeve. The long sleeve, Concepta, as you know. So what colours did you use?
I used green, red, and white.
Okay, we can't say any more than that because this is the first, second, third, and fourth secret of Fatima. This is the jumpers for tomorrow night. What we're going to do is I'm going to wear a few of the jumpers because we got so many in and they're so amazing. But we've decided yours is going to be one of the jumpers, Concepta.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks
so
very much.
So I want to say, and I'll mention you on the toy show tomorrow and say that you knitted it and everything. How's that?
That's great.
So I hope you'll watch it. Do you have any kids or grandchildren or anything like that?
I have two grandchildren. Brooklyn, who's three, and Sky, 1.5.
Brooklyn and Sky are your grandchildren. Will they watch tomorrow?
They will, yes.
Okay, well, look, enjoy the show, and thanks so much for going to the trouble. It means an awful lot to us, and we appreciate it greatly, Concepta.
Okay, Ryan, thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Look forward to the show.
Bye. Thanks a million. Bye for now. There she goes. Helen O'Sullivan Murphy from Killarglin and Kerry, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
How are you doing today, Helen?
I'm great. And all the better to hear from you.
And likewise. And as you look out the window in the fields of Kerry, I mean, what are we looking at? Are we looking at frost-tinted grass and beautiful winter's morning?
No, it's a fine winter's morning. It's dry and you can see a bit of blue skies.
That's all we need to know. When did you start knitting as a child?
When I was in second class in primary school.
So you're a knitter.
I'm a knitter.
Do you knit as therapy or as pleasure?
A bit of both.
So when you find yourself, the nerves are a bit gone, the needles come out.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
And do people love getting gifts from you that are knitted?
I hope so. I have given out a good few gifts all right over the years, so yeah, I hope that they do like them. I know that they're used by a lot anyway, so it's
good. Great. And do you have children of your own?
I do. I have three little girls. Emer is 5, Neve is 2, and Orla is 4 months.
You have the perfect toy show audience in your house.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited about it tomorrow night. Big party in our house.
Oh, and what are you going to eat?
No idea. We'll have to eat Kerry Brack anyway. Just have to get mention in there, but we'll be having, I'd say, sweeties, pizzas, and popcorn or something.
I love Kerry Brack.
So, yeah, good.
Do you make that?
We do.
Are you a bakery?
I have a bakery in Killarglin.
So like a full proper bakery, not a make you up on in the corner of the house.
Oh, no, a full proper bakery. I took it over. It's a family business. Oh. My grandfather set it up in 1952. So I took it over from my dad in 2009.
What's it called?
O'Sullivan's Bakery.
O'Sullivan, do you do coffee slices?
No, we don't do. We're a bread and brack bakery, so we don't do cake.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
I love both bread and brack. That's good. Great.
Good.
Do you smell nice? Do you smell a baked bread?
I'm immune to it. But that comes into the bakery can smell it straight away. They do like it. And on a cold, crisp night, you can smell it around Kilorglan too, so it's good.
Oh, and mingled in with Christmas and this the cold snap and everything. I love that. So when I put out the call for a Christmas jumper, what were you thinking?
Well, I got a text message from one of the girls in the office, Deirdre. Yeah. So she texted me and said, well, are you going to do it? So it took me a week and a half to decide what I was going to do, which was kind of stupid because I ended up having a lot of late nights to get it finished. Mm-hmm. But once I came up with the idea of what I was going to do, I started and it was grand.
How about the measurements?
One of the girls in one of the classes that I go to, the quilting classes, she actually was standing beside you in a shop. She said, Marks and Spencer's in Dublin.
Marks and Spencer's?
He's a little bit taller than me and he's, you know, whatever. So I said, grand, that's fine. And I go with it.
Little did I know when I was buying my jellies in Marks and Spencer's that there was a girl beside me who would then go on to tell you about my measurements. That's so bonkers.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Next time you're sitting standing beside me, stop checking me out and just say hello. Because measurements very skinny, very tall, very bony. So she gave you the details, and you got
she
it
gave
right.
Me the details.
Did you show the girls?
Oh, I did. My good, they were helping me too.
And did they like it?
They loved it. They're one set of girls, and then we the Stitch and Bitch girls, and they loved it too.
The Stitch and Bitch is your organisation.
Yeah, our little group.
Your little group. Yeah. Well, I didn't like the way now he sent that. And the way he sent that. Did you say that today? So now the good news is that I'm going to wear your jumper tomorrow night.
Woohoo!
I'm going to wear four of them because we got an enormous amount in, but we had to whittle it down. The jumper committee had to. Do you know the way that you choose the Pope when you send out the black smoke?
Absolutely.
Well, we had to send out white balls of wool from the wardrobe department here of RT to say that we have decided Habemus Jumperum, and we have four of them, but yours is one of them. So tomorrow I'll mention you on the show and give you a big wave and a thank you. But let me tell you from me to you now that I'm really grateful to you for taking the time to do it. It was really generous of you and I appreciate it greatly.
I'm delighted and very honoured, I have to say now. So.
Well, we are honoured to have your jumper on the toy show tomorrow night. So thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Ryan. Enjoy tomorrow night. Best of luck.
Thanks so much. And love to the girls.
Brilliant. Thank
okay,
you.
See you for all now. Right. Bye. There goes Helen. Jumper number 2 of 4 that I'll be wearing tomorrow night. Please. Jonah, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
So there he was in the Late Late Show saying, viewers of Ireland, even people in Cork, is there any chance you'd knit me a jumper? And what did you think?
Oh, well, actually, it was my niece texted me saying, would I knit a jumper? So
good on her.
That's when we started, yeah.
Who's she?
Cara Foley.
Well done, Cara Foley. And you said, okay, I'm going to do this thing.
Yes, and I have 4 kids myself, and they were all great at helping to pick what we would do, and they were great at contributing ideas and everything like that.
Your jumper shows signs of madness and great imagination. Well done.
Thank you very much, Ryan. I'm glad you like it.
Name your children, please.
Rachel, Julie, David and Alice.
I love all of the names.
Thank you so much.
And what ages are they?
Rachel is 14, Julie is 12, David is 11 and Alice is 9.
A lovely gaggle of kids you have there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you all sat around and helping each other and knitting this jumper, so it was a family affair. And Fiona, I will be wearing your jumper tomorrow for one part of the show and I will say hello to you all on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan. We are so excited. Thank you so much. I never imagined that this would happen. Thanks a million.
Don't mention it. It's just that you went to so much trouble. We were going to just wear one jumper, but we just got so many in and people went to so much bother. We thought, look, let's try and give everyone a go.
Oh, thank you so much. Fantastic. And we're looking forward so much.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Well, you might be horrified by the singing, quote unquote, and dancing, quote unquote, by me, but the kids are just tremendous that are going to be singing and dancing for us tomorrow. So I hope you like it.
Oh, I'm sure we will. We've enjoyed it every year so far, Ryan, and I'm sure tomorrow will be no different to that.
Okay,
thank you,
well, my colleagues are putting in just a Trojan effort to get this thing together to make it the most magical night of the year for everyone at home. So we'll do our best for you tomorrow night, Fiona.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
And where are you in the country, pray tell?
I'm in Ballygarrett,
Gory, County Wexford. Gory, County Wexford. And you were there and you heard me talking about the jumper and you decided what?
Well, my daughter encouraged me to knit one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been knitting for years. I knit for my grandchildren and I knit it for my own children. So she encouraged me to send one in.
And you did. And can I just say from the bottom of my hardened and slightly unpleasant heart, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you doing it. We're going to wear it tomorrow. It's going to look magnificent and spectacular. And we appreciate you taking the time and the effort to do it, Patricia. So have fun today. I hope you enjoy the show tomorrow. And thank you for taking our call.
I will.
Bye
for
now. Bye bye. There goes Patricia Wynn in Gory, Gory, County Wexford. And they are, that completes our quartet of knitters. The knitters of Ireland got together for us and they did that. Remember we had those lovely women from the ICA, the Irish Country Women Association, on the Late Late Show. They were great. They're fab. And they're good fun. And they were knitting throughout the show. And they've produced a good book. I don't know why I mentioned it, but the ICA book it's got little messages in it, but it's the most beautiful presentation. Like, I couldn't recommend it highly enough as a present for your auntie or your mammy even. It's got recipes and little hints and tips. It's just gorgeous, and it's presented in the most beautiful fashion. So that's going to be a recommendation from with love from me to you, because I think it's just fab.